The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of mind with Lippman Gross.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Welcome back. After a long summer, we're back for the fall season, and we'll be heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m., and we look forward to speaking with you. And tonight, our guest to kick off the fall 2009 season is Rose Roth, the director of Spark, Inc. Welcome, Rose.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you on the show, and tell us, what is Spark?
Well, SPARC stands for Special Program and Resource Connection. We're a not-for-profit agency here in Westchester. We serve the whole county, and we provide social and therapeutic recreation services for people with developmental disabilities.
How long have you been around?
We're just finishing our 20th year, so we're very excited to
break the next special?
Threshold.
Do you do anything special to celebrate?
We have a gala event in the planning, but I can't reveal the secret details yet.
Okay, now, whose idea was this?
I'm actually the founder of Spark.
And what made you decide to do this?
Well, I was a program director for another agency in the county that provides similar services, but they were restricted to a certain geographic area and certain segments of the community. And in my position, I was frequently turning people away who were looking for certain kinds of services. After I had my second child and I wasn't available to work full-time, I decided to start my own little freelance work, knowing where the gaps in services were in the county. And my kids got older, and word of mouth spread, and now we have more work than we can handle.
So it started out like almost like a mom-and-pop operation?
Yes. I was there as a full-time mom and a part-time recreation therapist.
And now how many children do you serve? How many people do you serve now?
Well, we serve children, teens, and adults.
Right.
About 1,000 people every month. We have 95 different activities every week.
So this would be like, if you were a corporation, this would be like another Google or Microsoft, right?
Yes, it's an empire.
An empire. Well, that's great. So you saw there was a need. You're now filling the need. And it's for people who live in Westchester and Putnam?
The majority of our services are in Westchester, but we have over the years had services and continue to in all of the surrounding counties. We even have a few in the Bronx, one in Manhattan, Orange County. It's a flowing kind of thing. We try to, that's how we've actually grown. It's been very grassroots. Someone comes to us and asks for a service we don't have, and that's kind of the kind of challenge that I like. I put together all of the information I've been gathering, and we start something new. So I always say that I used to work for people where I always had to say no, and I took this job so I could start to say yes.
So if somebody actually comes to you and says, do you do this, and you don't, you then create it?
Well, if it falls within the mission of the agency, I'd love to be able to do that.
Well, that's great. Now, the kids that participate or the people that participate, are there any criteria? Do they have to have some type of special need?
The services are for people with developmental disabilities, and that's an umbrella category that includes people with autism, mental retardation, Down syndrome, epilepsy, different neurological impairments. So they are compatible in many ways in their needs, although they're different in many ways as well. And we form groups by age, by ability, and by interest.
So it's possible that a 8-year-old will be grouped with a 12-year-old, depending upon the functional abilities of each person.
That would rarely happen with us, that we would mix those ages.
Too big of a gap?
Yeah. We try to make the groups more compatible than that.
So the goal here then, at least in the grouping, would be for the children to be with other like kids?
Right.
In terms of abilities and social abilities?
Right. Oftentimes a parent of a kid with a developmental disability will say, yes, but they don't act their age, so you can put them with younger kids. But I say those younger kids don't act, what's typical for a typical 8-year-old kid either. So it's still... the way we would try to plan a group to put maybe kindergartners alone, first through third graders alone, fourth through sixth graders, something like that.
Now, you say it's not for profit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do the participants pay a fee?
They do pay a registration fee, but the fees, the programs are mostly subsidized because what it actually costs us to hire the staff, we use all professionals and some assistants, pay for the supplies, the rent, the insurance, you know, all of that is not expenses that can affordably be charged back to the families. So it's a constant challenge for us to be fundraising and advocating for our services.
So the registration fees don't cover the entire cost.
Oh, no.
Do you get grants from agencies, government agencies?
From New York State Office of Mental Retardation and Developmental Disabilities.
So OMRDD.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to reapply for those grants every year?
They get renewed in five-year cycles usually.
Okay. Any effect the economy is having on that process?
Yes, a big effect. Funds are much more limited. They're restructuring the way those funds are going to be delivered, and it's very hard times for us as well as all of the other agencies in the county that are receiving those funding.
Right. Everybody's competing for a limited dollar,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure they're all worthy programs.
And now ours is.
So, all right. So you have registration fees. You have grants, and then I guess you have charitable donations, either through fundraisers or people giving money in their wills or otherwise?
Right. We have a variety of different fundraising campaigns through the year.
So give me an example of some of the things that you do.
We have a golf outing in June at the Mayapet Golf Club. We have a cruise every August. We have a letter campaign in November. We have two new things on the boards this year. We have a Renaissance dinner. So I don't know if anyone else has done that one. We're looking forward to that. We're working with a company who will have some other youth who have a little bit of training in acting, and they'll come in costumes of the Renaissance and serve dinner to all of our families and participants who attend. There'll be a human chessboard. They'll be eating with your fingers.
I like that.
Try to have that Renaissance atmosphere. And we've also are trying to plan a film screening for our film production workshop that's done some incredible work, and we're trying to plan a reception and event around that program.
And the fundraiser is critical. Without it, you can't make ends meet the way you do now.
Absolutely.
All right, now you're the director, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your role has obviously evolved over the last 20, 21 years, right?
Right. Now I used to be the executive director and the program coordinator and the bookkeeper and the carpet sweeper. Now at least I have some help on some of those.
All right. So director, there's also a board, right?
Yes,
for
there is.
For not-for-profit. How many people are on the board?
It's varied over the years from anywhere from 5 to 12. We, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you asked that question because we do have some openings right now, and we're looking for candidates who share our mission and would like to get involved and share their expertise.
Now, do the candidates have to be parents of children with special needs, or can they be professionals in the community or just other interested citizens?
All of the above. People are often surprised that our board isn't only parents of participants, but there's really a lot of people out there who want a chance to give back to their community, do something different than they do all day, and can really contribute to us in terms of things where we don't have expertise.
How often does the board meet?
Once every 6 weeks.
Okay, that's not too terrible. I mean, a lot of boards meet once a month.
You know, a lot of people complain about their boards and how difficult it is to work with them. We have always been, and especially right now, very well-bonded group of people. We enjoy being with each other socially, working together, and developing spark.
All right, so now we've gotten a little bit of the background about you, how you started it, some of the corporate structure out of the way. I guess we should spend the rest of our time talking about the really important stuff, like the activities. So let's just get an overview of, you know, you said there's 1,000 kids. How often do they come to activities? Where do they get the activities? And tell us a little bit about the program.
One of the things that was different from Spark since the beginning is that we don't have one central location that other people come to. Our mission is that people should be able to get involved in their own communities, become integrated in their communities, and know how to have a lifestyle there, develop friends right near where they live. So our programs are all over the county. And
So in other words, somebody from Mayapak would go to a different site than somebody from New Rochelle?
They would have the opportunity to. So these different programs, which are in so many different locations, we have a book of, just like you might get from your local Parks and Recreation department in your town, you can look through it. It shows children's activities, teen, young adult, and adult. And then within that, you can look for things on the day of the week or the time of the day that you're available and by the interests that you have. So if you are looking for athletics, we have that. If you're looking for art or music or horseback riding or cooking or film production, we have all different kinds of activities.
So they go there, they meet a person, there's some coordinator on site. Is that a volunteer or a paid employee?
Well, all the activities are run by professionals. We hire recreation therapists, music therapists, art therapists, horticulture therapists, dance therapists, social workers, special ed teachers, adapted phys ed teachers, mental health counselors. Many of them are assisted by a teacher's aide or college students.
So there are no volunteers?
We have volunteers as well. As a matter of fact, that's a really important part of the program to us, not just for their assistance in helping the program happen, but to be an inclusionary presence in the program so that our folks really are meeting other people, hopefully their age, such as we have the Leo's Club in Yorktown comes, and those high school students interact with our teen program. And then when it's one of the benefits is not just the few hours when they're in the program with us on a Friday night, but then when they go back into the community during the week, they bump into each other at the supermarket, at the pizza place, and rather than possibly being isolated, these are their friends now, and they are drawn over to the Leos or the high school interns who work with us, and it's been a great experience.
I'm speaking with Rose Roth of Spark, Inc. on the Bernie the Attorney Show. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks. We've got offices right here in White Plains, in Fishkill, and Manhattan. And we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Peace of mind.
Littman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, and Fishkill, or at littmancrooks.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Bernie Crooks, and this is Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Before we get back to our conversation with Rose Roth, I want to just tell you about a couple of community service announcements that we have. First of all, on October 15th at the Westchester County Center, we've got Senior Law Day in Westchester, and this is a really great program where there's going to be six or eight different workshops hosted by qualified professionals, attorneys, and other professionals, where you'll get to ask questions about retirement planning, estate planning, probate, age discrimination, all sorts of stuff. So there's free parking Thursday, October 15th from 9 to 1 p.m. at the Westchester County Center. Then I'd like to tell you about the John A. Coleman annual walkathon and resource fair, which is going to be held in Tibbetts Brook Park in Yonkers on October 4th at 11:30 a.m. And that's to benefit the John A. Coleman School. So if you want more information, you can contact the school at 914-597-4021. And then finally, on October 7th, the Westchester ARC is having their annual Matter of Taste event. And this year we'll be honoring Rick Swirat, who's the executive director of the Westchester ARC. And this really is a great event. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. Wednesday, October 7th at the Westchester Country Club. And this is really nice. There's dozens of tables, vendors from local area restaurants, and there's good wine, good food, and a good time is had by all. And this year is a special year honoring the executive director of the Westchester ARC, Rick Swirat. Okay, back to you, Rose. Let's talk a little bit about some of the programs we've got. Tell us first about the Kids Express. I know this is a unique, different program. What's that all about?
Kids Express is the one program that we run that isn't geared just for people with developmental disabilities. It's a program that's contracted out by school districts. We currently have the Lakeland and Yorktown school districts receiving Kids Express in 9 of their elementary schools. We have done other districts in the past. And it's an after-school program where small groups of children can come together to learn about making friends, about being a good friend, and about how to solve socially challenging situations in a positive way.
So are these done in mainstream schools or at specialized
schools? Yeah, at regular mainstream schools. Any kid in the school can register for it. Sometimes we have kids who are referred to the program because they do have some sort of maybe they're especially shy, maybe they're especially domineering and their parent wants them to learn to get along better socially. And sometimes we have a kid who's classified with some sort of special need.
So the kid
doesn't
necessarily have to be classified as having a special need with an IEP. It could just be a kid who's having an issue getting along with other children.
Right. Or they don't have to. Some kids just love it because it is so different. It's not instructional. It's
right.
Not a team sport. It's an opportunity to really relate to people, to learn about expressing your feelings, to learn about and the whole time the kids are having fun. The kids don't think they're coming there to learn anything.
Right.
They just come because they enjoy it. But it's a goal-oriented program the way we plan it.
And you have to have a contract with the school?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you said there's two school districts now that you have a contract
yes,
with?
Yes, we're often approached by a PTA person or a parent who's heard about the program from their friend somewhere else and is instrumental in helping us to get it established in their school.
That sounds like a great deal. Next, I know you offer respite care.
Well, we don't have a program that is specifically called a respite program. All of the programs are respite in that they give parents who have their time very challenged when there is a special needs child in the family, and there's often 24-hour care when the child isn't in school. So by having the child come to our programs and knowing that they're safe and having a good time, the parent has an opportunity. One of our parents says she feels like it's her chance to just go off and be in a hot air balloon because it's her total escape and oasis during the few hours while her child is with us. And for other parents, it's a chance to go to the supermarket and just get the grocery shopping done.
So the respite is actually given to the parents by the kids participating in the activities.
Right.
And that frees up the parents.
Right.
And now, is this just on the weekend or is it also during the week?
We have during daytime, after school, evenings, and weekends. And like I said, it's not just for children. So we're
right.
also contracted out by other agencies such as Dehabilitation Center, group home agencies, special needs schools to come in and provide programs.
Is there a limit to the number of activities an individual can participate in?
Oh, no. Many of our teens especially and young adults, it's part of their lifestyle. It's their social lifestyle. They're with us several times a week.
So as long as the individual's up to it, they can participate 4 or 5 days a week.
If we do have waiting lists for a lot of our programs, but it's
just because you have a shortage of teachers.
No, because there's only so many people that can make a typical experience, a social experience in a group. If you and I were going to a group, we don't want to socialize all the time with a group of 30 people. You can't really interact with everyone who's there. So the groups tend to be more like 10 to 15 people in most cases. So when we start having 25 people applying for it, some of them go on the waiting list waiting for an opening. And due to funding, we can't just keep creating new programs constantly, although we try to do as much as we can.
Have you ever had an issue where one of the participants in the program had a behavioral problem and maybe was interrupting the program or making it difficult for the other kids or the other people?
Usually.
So how do you deal with that?
Well, this is why I think we provide a unique service in that we do have a professionally trained staff, many of them with clinical backgrounds. So while they might not be there doing a clinical service, just the way they operate, they've been trained and they know how to accommodate these individuals in a way that keeps them safe, keeps everyone else safe, and also lets them have a good time.
So you don't have to kick the kid out of the program.
I can say we've never had to turn somebody away, but there's many strategies we would try before that ever happens.
Yeah, I mean, this person's not doing it on purpose, right?
Yeah, I mean, I often say that somebody who's out of control is not having a good time. They're not feeling good about themselves. So it's not just a matter of trying to get them under control for everyone else. This is our goal and their goal, to try to see how we can give them a fulfilling experience.
Now, many individuals in Westchester and Putnam who have developmental disabilities, especially after the parents are gone, end up living in group homes. Are there activities available for this population?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that was really how we started. And in our booklet, which anyone can receive from us or look up on our website, which is www.sparkinc.org.
Sparkinc.org, okay.
S-P-A-R-C-I-N-C. We have many, many choices, and we're also contracted by a lot of group homes because as great as it is to get out and have some place to go, we don't always want to go someplace but still want something to do while we're at home.
So as long as you have a contract with the group home, you can then go on site and provide the services
right.
there
and
the
activities? Right, we send our specialists to them, and they do all of the same things that we provide in the community, whatever they're looking for, again, art, music, fitness, pet therapy, all different kinds of
right,
things.
Now you just struck a chord near and dear to my heart, pet therapy, but hold that thought.
Okay.
I'm speaking with Rose Roth, the director of Spark Inc. Right here in Westchester County. This is Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family. And unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Also located in Fishkill.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks. You can learn more about us online at littmancrooks.com. Tonight I'm speaking with Rose Roth, and before the commercial break, Rose mentioned something that's near and dear to my heart, and I know that lots of our listeners probably feel the same way. Tell us about the Pets Connection Program.
We've been doing this program for many years already, and I also find it close to my heart because our folks, our participants, are often on the receiving end of care and being nurtured, and this is an opportunity where they can nurture and care for another creature, and it's also an opportunity to just receive unconditional love, because the dogs don't care how you look, what you do that's typical or not, they love everybody.
Now, is it just dogs or other animals?
We have some visits by other special volunteers who do bring in a variety of animals, but the regular weekly program is with dogs, big and small.
And dogs of participants or dogs from the county?
No,
where do
we
the dogs
only
come
use
from?
Delta-certified dogs.
What is a Delta-certified dog?
It's a special training program, and while our group of humans on the teams are volunteers, all of their dogs, and they are not accepted unless they've been through the training program, because my feeling is that, you know, an animal can be unpredictable, and even if you feel it's the most loving, wonderful animal, we don't always know how it will respond if somebody unexpectedly screams, falls, has a seizure, whatever. So these animals are specially trained.
So that you minimize the risk of any injury.
Oh, yes. We've never had an injury, thank goodness.
Okay. Now, I guess I should mention, since we have a dog, I was a little Maltese, 5 pounds, Sammy.
Oh.
I think her greatest risk in life is that somebody will step on her. I think she's hurting anybody. All right. So let's talk about a couple other programs here, and then we'll finish up in a few minutes. Are these services provided throughout the year?
They are. Most of them run on the according to a school year calendar. So thank you so much for welcoming me now, because it's a perfect opportunity to let people know that we're still taking registration for the upcoming programs that will start the last week of September. So if you you can get the information or a registration form online, or you can call us at our office at 243-0583. And we'll be happy to try to get you involved.
So 243-0583 or spark, SPARCINC .com.
.org.
.org. Sorry. Spark.org. Sparkinc.org. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're going to have to take one more quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to wrap up with Rose Roth.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Also located in Fishkill.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Of course, I would be remiss if I didn't say hi to my son, Max, who's my biggest fan and listens every week. So, hi, Max. How you doing? All right, Rose, we've just got about a minute or so left. Tell us about some of the new and exciting stuff that's going on.
Well, we have a great program called Kids Time, which is just for children with autism. It meets at Pace University. It's been very successful. Sometimes parents say the only successful program for their kid to be in a social recreation program. We also, our film production workshop was invited to a very exciting experience about a year ago now, where we were part of a major motion picture, which is supposed to be released this fall. It's called Please Give. The director is Nicole Holof Center, and the stars are Catherine Keener and Oliver Platt. And they were so warm and welcoming and wonderful to be with. The experience itself was enough. But believe me, our guys are going crazy waiting to see it out in the theaters with their friends and family. And we hope you'll come out, too.
All right. Final closing thoughts. What should people know about Spark?
We're more than a diversionary recreation opportunity for people. This is a place to meet your and overcome personal challenges, to meet new goals, to make friends, to find joy in your life. Life is more than food and shelter.
Rose, thanks for being on the show. It's been great to have you.
Thank you so much.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Until next week, good night, everyone.
today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York,